Well, Eric, I want to congratulate you for being elected as the new president of the Appaloosa Horse Club. How does it feel to have had your peers elect you to this position?
Well, I appreciate the confidence they have in me, and I hope that I can do good things for them.
You are just now taking over, so I know it's a little early to really talk about how things are going, but, you know, I'm assuming, having been involved, you've got some thoughts on that. Looking at the association and some of the changes that have occurred recently, how do you feel about where things stand and where things are going to go?
Well, we've got a long way to go. The membership numbers are down, registration numbers are down. These are things we've got to address immediately, and I think we're all aware of that. We're ready to jump on it and see what we can do to help it. Marketing is an area that we really need to work on, and we're prepared to do so.
Well, as you look forward to your year here as president, what would you most like to accomplish? I know that there's probably a variety of things, but you know, if you really had that one or two main things you'd like to see happen, what would they be?
I would like to see the downward trends turn around, even a little bit at first, to see membership numbers turn around and increase, and horse registration is going to take a little bit to turn around, but I believe it's possible to do.
What would be some of the ways you might want to try to accomplish that?
Well, that's something our marketing program is going to have to work on, and we've got a great person with Julie Thorson helping us out now, and she's got some great ideas. The permit program is definitely going to help with the registration, so we're monitoring that and seeing how that's going.
Well, I know there's a lot of committee meetings going on here, and you'll have, I guess you call it the new board meeting on Sunday. As you look forward to that first meeting as president, any message you'd want to send to fellow members or people who are looking at the Appaloosa breed, and what you'd like them to know and think about where things stand right now?
I've always believed that our members are themselves our best ambassadors to this breed. So anything our members can do out there positive with the Appaloosa horse is always going to help the Appaloosa Horse Club. And it has to start with the members.
I didn't ask you this to start with, but it's never too late. You know you're from Mississippi, but tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in working with Appaloosa horses.
I've always had Appaloosas since I was a kid. Of course, I wasn't a member of the Appaloosa Horse Club as a kid, but later on in the 90s, I became a member, and we started showing. We did a lot in the Reining Horse Association with Appaloosas. Now I'm working with endurance riders a lot. And the Appaloosa just seems to be a great family horse, all-around horse. I've had several breeds, and it's always been the horse for me and my family, so...
That's what I've heard from several people. It just, especially as a youth horse, and as one of your Hall of Famers told me this morning, if you can get them started early as a youth and on that breed, then maybe they'll stay with it for the rest of their life.
Absolutely, that's what we're counting on.
any other words you'd like to offer right now for people who are going to be finding out that you've been elected president as you look forward to your term?
Well, I'd say we have a great board here, and I think they're all prepared to work together hard this year, and I think this is going to be a year of really moving forward. I'd like to say also that this show is up in numbers and looking really good. The youth show continues to climb, and that's the kind of things we need to build on in this organization.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Eric, and again, congratulations on your election here and at the National Appaloosa Horse Show in Oklahoma City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.